This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
All right, everybody. Welcome, Kevin Jackson here. It is the Kevin Jackson Show, and I know how much you love the Kevin Jackson Show, so much that you send me notes at kjradio.com. You also give us phone calls at 844-551-8255. And I heard from a guy named John, and here's what he wrote to me. Love you, KJ, I'm sure in that manly kind of way, not the prison manly, but regular manly kind of way. And he says, I'm a cop that loves your show. Keep fighting the fight. Look forward to listening. I shut off the radio and listen to your podcast when on patrol. See, that's the kind of cop I really like. And by the way, John, be safe out there. I don't want to go all, what was that show? That was back in something blues or whatever. But, look, the point is, be safe. Because you know what? I want you to check out our movie that we're making to prop you guys up out there doing great work. It's called Bleeding Blue. The movie, and you can go to bleedingbluemovie.com to check out the trailer, and we got a new trailer coming that's going to knock your socks off. Movie should wrap here in a few, and it'll wrap by the end of the month, and then we go from there. Probably going to release it sometime in January. Wanted to get it out before the holidays, but it's not really a, quote, holiday film, but who knows? We'll see what happens. Anyway, bleedingbluemovie.com. John, thanks for the note. So I was talking a while back, I really got after some folks who said, Kevin, you're sexualizing your website. We focus on race and class for the most part, and then we weave in messaging based on the things that I see. It's a show about ideas, and some ideas may be a little bit more sensitive to you than others, depending on how you were raised. My youngest son, this boy walks around, he doesn't do it like he's sporting himself, but he comes out of the bathroom, he butt naked with his towel or whatever. I never did that. I was like, oh, I ain't going out there like that, But he just kind of looks at his body as like, it's my body, it's no big deal. Now, he understands he can't be doing that, around other people and stuff, but in terms of his mom and his dad, he's like, whatever. Now, I didn't do that. So when I was a kid, I would have been like, ooh, whatever, get back. I got my towel. My son's different. My other sons are very different in their way, too. Look, we all have our sensibilities, and sometimes they get challenged a bit. But nothing that we do is going to, in my opinion, cross the line to such a degree that you go, I can't follow Kevin Jackson. He's just a terrible guy. It's ridiculous. Because, I have a feeling of what I want for my children. What I want, you guys, I'll put it to you this way. If you're an adult and you're offended by the things that I do, it's pretty rare, or you just really need to check your sensitivity meter. Go get it recalibrated. Because, we're having fun out here with some serious topics, and I think making a difference. But anyway, I want to go back to, because this is what I was going to talk about before I got off on my tangent and started lecturing. We had written this post about this chick that likes to hook up with Trump voters. Trump supporters, men, and, she's like, I don't like these guys, but, the politics are, like fuel for my passion or whatever. And I wanted to read a few of the comments because they were really interesting. So I tell you guys, we may start a discussion, but you end up making it a lot more fun. So somebody wrote this. Someone who doesn't whine and complain, but gets the job done. Talking about Trump men versus this woman. It was a guy. I don't know his name. Another one wrote this. It's the only way she can have kids with brains is if she hooks up with a Trump supporter. Okay, I like that one. And then one lady wrote, I understand her, but what the heck was he thinking? Talking about the guy that actually hooked up with the Trump lover lady girl. Another one wrote this, a guy, because we have jobs and naughty bits. Now, he said something else I didn't say on the radio. And it, finally, and this was the prevailing comment. Yes, she wanted a real man and not a snowflake. That was the prevailing comment. But I thought the other ones were interesting, and I like that we provoke those kind of things. When I write about this stuff, it provokes you to come out with your thoughts. That is exactly what our role is in doing this. You know, I didn't write the story because I wanted to write something, you know, lewd. I wrote the story because the underlying, and I said earlier, the underlying premise of the story was that all these people that tell you they don't like Trump and he doesn't do anything for me and I'm mad at Trump or whatever, secretly want to hook up with Trump in this, you know, and I'm metaphorically speaking about it, but they want to hook up with Trump because he connects with them in the real world. They pretend that, oh, I can't stand him. He's just so mean. He's bad against, you know, illegal immigrants and blah, blah, blah. But really and truly, they want him under the surface. That was the notion behind it. Anyway, we got a lot to talk about this hour. Comey is being pressured to come back and testify. We'll get into that a little bit, as we should. Hillary Clinton will not go away. That was there's an old country song that says, you know, how are you going to leave when you're sitting on my face or something like that. And every time I hear about Hillary Clinton coming out with more and more about her book and these interviews and the blame game, I think to myself, if I were a leftist, I would be livid. Livid. They want the Clinton era over. Now, Hillary Clinton says, I'm not running for office anymore. Really? Shocker. I'm shocked. Are you? You remember they wanted her to theoretically run for mayor of New York. Imagine this. You've run for president twice. Now you want to be the mayor of New York. And you know why they didn't? Because she would have been embarrassed. She would have gotten beaten by de Blasio or, I don't know, some other leftist moron. And it would have just been the third. It would have been the trifecta. And by the way, the people who were trying to mount this whole thing for Hillary to run, they're going, you know, the polling didn't come back so good on this. So Hillary is sitting there going, oh, no, my political career, I'm done. You know, I'm not going to run anymore. Like, even if they're asking me, let me tell you something. If they ask Hillary Clinton to run for president again in 2020, she'd do it. She would. If they gave her a poll that said, you could win this thing, Ms. Clinton, Secretary Clinton, she would go and do it for sure. There's no doubt in my mind. It was funny. One meme I saw said, Hillary, secret is in secretary, which is, and it got me curious about the origins of the word. Why do they call her a secretary, right? And maybe you guys know. Somebody let me know. Because I was thinking, you know, when you think about a secretary, somebody who keeps your secrets, that's what a secretary does. That's what an administrative assistant does. There's an ASS, an assistant, isn't there? Anyway, yeah. So it got me curious. I'm my producer. Look, you guys saw. I just talk. You go solve my problem. So solve my curiosity during the break. We'll be back.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope. That wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
What do you call charging thousands of dollars for hearing aids? I call it outrageous, because hearing should not be a privilege for the rich. It's a basic right everyone deserves. Hi, I'm Dr. Chira Curry, board-certified ear, nose, and throat physician. If you or a loved one suffer from hearing loss but can't afford thousands for a hearing aid, I created MD Hearing Aid for you. A high-quality medical-grade hearing aid for a fraction of that price.
Try MD Hearing Aid at home, risk-free, for 45 days. Call 1-800-422-1271.
No costly doctor's visit. No expensive and time-consuming fittings or appointments. No ugly, old-fashioned hearing aid that costs thousands. MD Hearing Aid is an FDA-registered, audiologist-tested hearing aid that's discreet and lets you hear what you've been missing at a savings of more than 80% off the average price of a traditional hearing aid.
Try MD Hearing Aid risk-free for 45 days. Call 1-800-422-1271. Plus, you'll get free shipping and free batteries for a year. 1-800-422-1271.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Welcome back, everybody. It turns out secretary did mean, thank you guys, somebody who was entrusted with secrets. And somehow along the way it modified to be someone who becomes an assistant to somebody else. But yeah, that was the original meaning of the word. It was like a notary or somebody, a court official who was appointed with, you know, who was entrusted with secrets and yada, yada, yada. So there you go. Hillary Clinton, this non-secretary of state, the woman who exposed our secrets. But there's another person out there who was helping Hillary, and we're going to talk more about Hillary later in the broadcast, because there's a couple things that I want to get into. But I want to talk about former FBI Director James Comey. And there was an article that, and the title of it was, Did Comey Break the Law by Exonerating Clinton? Now, y'all remember the speech where Comey set everything up, and then he declared that Clinton had not done anything. We could not, you know, put intent on her, something that we didn't really need in order to put her in prison. And now we see Clinton, she's pretty bold. I mean, you know, honestly, I don't know how you would feel, but if I had the sketchy past of Hillary Clinton, I would be out of the spotlight. It floors me how much she's in the spotlight, and it seems like she's kind of poking the tiger. But, you know, she's getting away with it. Look at Lois Lerner. Lois Lerner got exonerated by Donald Trump's Justice Department. Sessions, you know, I don't know, just gonna let her go, you know, whatever, it's a long time ago, we won, the Tea Party seems like everybody's all right, so okay. And I'm going, what are you talking about, man? When, let me ask you this, when, and I'm talking to Jeff Sessions, when are we gonna get a scalp, you know, when do we get a head to put on the wall? Because we're waiting on that. We elected Donald Trump to get to the bottom. And by the way, you don't have to drain the entire swamp before bodies start to come up. You get what I'm saying? We want a scalp. We are hunters, and we want our den with a big old rhino or a donkey on the wall. And I don't think Trump's team is getting this. Don't misunderstand me. I love the other things he's doing, but you can multitask. How about we get a special counsel looking into Hillary Clinton and Comey and Loretta Lynch and Bill Clinton and Barack Obama? We could have five special counsels easily in this whole mess. But they said the White House announced that accused James Comey of giving false testimony and suggested the JD, the Justice Department, look at whether he perjured himself. Of course he perjured himself. And Republican lawmakers stepped up pressure on the former FBI director to clarify apparent discrepancies in his public statements to Congress. It's funny, I've listened to the Comey testimony quite a bit, and it cracks me up because it's always got this circular thing where I'm not quite understanding what you were saying. Well, what I meant to say there was, it's always got this sort of out. If you listen to him testify, he's a slick dude. Anyway, they say this. Since the director's firing, I like that, we've learned new information about his conduct that only provided further justification for that firing. This is Sarah Huckabee Sanders saying this, citing false testimony in her examples. Asked to clarify whether she thought Comey perjured himself or at least misled Congress, Sanders told Fox News' John Roberts, I think that's something probably for the DOJ to look into, not me. I'm not an attorney. Well, I'm not an attorney either. But I know a liar when I see one, and I know a guy, when Comey came in, all the agents agreed that it would be a, you know, stupid move. I know it was different terminology, but he essentially said, you'd be stupid to prosecute this. And there were prosecutors going, well, then call me stupid, because I would have prosecuted it. I mean, layman, we were out here going, what are you talking about? There were example after example. There was example after example of people who did a lot less than any of the things that Clinton did who are serving time. And it just goes to show the justice system is so crooked when it comes to that. And it's an elite system where blacks, I'll just use this as an example, where black folks are like, man, this brother's in prison doing time for stuff that white folks, you know, got a lot less time or didn't go to prison for. Well, there, from a class perspective, there are politicos, political elitists who've done things that would have landed the ordinary person, an ordinary military person or bureaucrat, or certainly an ordinary taxpaying citizen in prison. And we're watching Hillary Clinton, Uma Abedin, and Cheryl Mills, and various others of the Clinton administration and Clinton's satellites, as they like to use that term, walk free. And Comey gave them immunity, in fact. So, I mean, I hope that Sessions are, like I said, I want a head. I want a head on the wall. I want to walk into my den, my metaphorical Republican conservative Tea Party den, and have my Tea Party cocktail friends over, and I want to say everybody to go, Kevin, where'd you get the new head? And I'm going to go, well, it was a gift from the Republicans. Yeah, and we're going to sit around and talk about it. And maybe it'll be a whole series of them. Yeah, well, here's what we're thinking. You know, we've been on a couple of hunts, and we've got a couple of heads, but we've got space for three more. Because I want to see Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, Uma Abedin, Comey, and Loretta Lynch for starters. And we could go further. I mean, there's a lot of people in this whole cover-up. And so we could have a whole series of these things. And we should. It is ridiculous that we watch Comey testify, then lie, get fired because he's feigning all this this nonsense, and write a book and get a multi-million dollar deal for a book after he's, convinced me and probably convinced many of you that he's a flat-out criminal. It's criminal that this happens. Anyway, Graham, who I have no respect for, but in this particular case, he says this doesn't add up, and I smell a rat here. There's some good political commentary. Well, it doesn't add up, and I smell a rat here. That's the way Lindsey Graham would say it. Representative John Ratcliffe of Texas added to those calls saying Comey absolutely should be brought back to testify. Now, Comey, in his defense, he's done a good job of saying, you know what, I'm going to just lay low and stay out of the media and see what I can do. What about Susan Rice? She came back for something, didn't she? She's another scoundrel. I mean, just look at the number of people in Barack Obama's cabinet that you'd have to be brain dead to not go, come on, at least somebody there has done something wrong. VA, IRS, Mexican gun running, and on, Benghazi, all these cover-ups. I mean, come on. And we can't get anybody? I lose faith in politics when we're in control and we can't get anything. Imagine, folks, if we don't have the House or the Senate or the presidency, what we can get accomplished.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. And when your identity is hacked, it's a nightmare. Hi everyone, Paul with Liberty ID. Did you know that children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Is your family prepared? Identity monitoring will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does. Here's an exciting offer for listeners to this station. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. That's right, $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. Prepare your family for less than half what other companies charge for only monitoring. LibertyID.com, promo code free trial. LibertyID.com, the name in identity theft restoration.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, listeners, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
But that doesn't mean that I am complacent or resolved about what happened. It still is very painful. It hurts a lot.
Hillary Rodham Clinton has spent the last 10 months trying to figure out why she isn't president of the United States.
Can we talk about Election Day?
Mm-hmm.
Did you have any clue what the outcome of that day would be?
No.
As the polls closed, Clinton supporters gathered in a New York City convention center, expecting to see history being made. But as the returns came in, the celebratory mood began to fade.
You know, I just kind of went in the bedroom, laid down on the bed, just thought, okay, I just have to wait this out. But then midnight, I decided, well, looks like it's not going to work.
I think we're.
After midnight, she called Donald Trump.
Now.
The president-elect.
Don't know.
And then she called the White House.
You called the president?
I did. I felt like I had let everybody down.
Morning came, and the nation was waiting to hear from her.
I had not drafted a concession speech. I had been working on a victory speech.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Hillary Clinton was so sure of winning, she did not even bother to draft the concession speech. She just said, I've got this thing locked in. Donald Trump can do nothing to me. God, I'll never forget the last week of the campaign. And they were leaving Pennsylvania. They were leaving Ohio. And they were going to focus their efforts on Texas because it was a lock. And then the day before, they were scrambling. We're not sure what's going on. Suddenly there was a shift in the polls. I don't know what they were looking at, but it cracks me up. And the fact that Hillary's still out there is amazing to me. And here's what's funny about it. They're retreading all these old stories about Hillary to promote this stupid book. This has been the most aggressive book promotion by Hillary Clinton I've ever seen. And she's written three of these dogs with fleas. They had a commercial of her from Time magazine, and it looked like Hillary's modeling. You got to see this on our site. They say something like, Hillary Clinton, and she does this slow turn, like, and then looks at the camera, and you're like, oh no! Because you can see it coming, full frontal. Hillary, boom! I mean, it is so funny to watch. I mean, just think of, you know, this, you know, like you're looking away from the camera and then you just sort of dip your neck, you know, your chin and turn towards the camera with this alluring look. Except it's Hillary Clinton. It is so funny. I saw it and I go, what next? Victoria's Secret? Runway? I mean, come on. Disgraced presidential candidate modeling for Time Magazine. Her performance is a must-see. But trigger warning, have a vomit bag, okay? And Hillary said Trump was creepy. If you see this, you'll understand why I'm saying that. It is creepy to watch Hillary Clinton try to be like, in your face. You guys have seen it. That's why y'all are chuckling. Because it is funny. It's creepy funny. I mean, when I look at that video of Hillary, I feel like flesh-eating worms are crawling all over me. And I'm helpless to move. It's like, and I can't speak. People are like, that's okay. They're going to eat him down to his bones. And that, then we won't have to bury him or something. It'll leave a skeleton for science. You get creeped out. Oh, my gosh. Hillary discusses, you know, that all of us are flawed. Yeah, the conservatives. She then emphasizes that women are oppressed by the double standards of flaws. She says, all people are flawed. We're all flawed. Yeah. But then she goes on to talk, but the problem is there's a double standard when it comes to flaws. Women cannot be flawed. And she goes, I think it comes really early in girls' lives. I think particularly building the confidence of little girls is a big first step. For the record, very true. So what builds the confidence of little girls the best? I'm just going to stop for 3 seconds and let you ponder it. And I'm not even counting your 3 seconds right now. I want you to give you plenty of time to ask yourself, what do you think gives little girls the most confidence in their lives? 1-1,000, 2-1,000, 3. Yes, it would be their parents. And particularly... anybody? Anybody? Daddy! That's right. Daddy's going to give them all kinds of confidence. Daddy will show a little girl how she should be treated by the way he treats her mother. Daddy will show a little girl how she should be treated by how he treats his daughter. He will be a role model for her, for men, and he will be the template. And so she's exactly right. But then go ahead and extrapolate and ask yourself, what policies do Democrats invoke that give anything close to this? They have ruined the family. We're all flawed. And I love this part. Having more role models, because you can't, as the saying goes, imagine doing something you can't even see. And I love how this is a direct transcript from what she said. How do you plan to be an underseas explorer, a general in the military, or a great scientist if you don't see role models? So I was like, what? I know. If only women could be any of those things in this male-dominated, extremely flawed society that exacerbates the women's flaws. If only history were to teach us about, I don't know, women? In very interesting roles. I can't speak for underwater exploration, but I do know of Carolyn Herschel's work in the cosmos. And there was an article in the Smithsonian about her, and it says, Carolyn became a brilliant astronomer in her own right, discovering new nebula and star clusters. She was the first woman to discover a comet. She discovered 8 in total, and the first to have her work published by the Royal Society. She was also the first British woman to get paid for her scientific work. So, I can't speak for underwater, but I can speak for the cosmos. And as for generals, I hate to burst Hillary Clinton's little bubble, but not only are women generals, we actually have 2 4-star women generals. Are you guys aware of this? So, Time, the very same people who documented Hillary's creepy video, are the ones who wrote an article that said, things certainly have changed since Janet Wolfenberger walked up the long ramp at the Air Force Academy in 1976, under a sign declaring in 2-foot-high brushed aluminum letters, "Bring me men." She was one of 97 women in the 899-strong Academy class of 1980, the first ever to admit females. When I came in, there was still an executive order on the books that if a woman became pregnant, she could be separated from service, Wolfenberger said. Just think, in my lifetime, we have come from that point to where we are today, where we have two women, four stars. Yeah. So Hillary's saying, well, little girls can't even envision being generals. Wow. And what about great female scientists? I mean, I already talked about Carolyn Herschel. But what about Marie Curie? First woman to win a Nobel Prize. But it was bigger than that because she accomplished something few men have done. She won the award in two categories, physics and chemistry. Curie discovered plutonium and radium, and her work helped with the creation of X-rays. Now, I don't know if you know much about her, but this woman was rock star status smart, worked with Einstein. Have you heard of Rosalind Franklin? She continued Curie's innovations and worked as an X-ray crystallographer and a biophysicist. People don't even know who she is. She contributed to the comprehension of molecular structures. I want you to think about that. If it weren't for Rosalind Franklin and her most notable work around X-ray diffraction images of DNA, the double helix structure, you know what I'm talking about? The little thing that winds around, that maps your DNA. We wouldn't have made all those strides in the human genome if it weren't for her. And Hillary probably doesn't even know her name. What about Lise Meitner? Without her, the world may not have discovered nuclear fusion. She worked with Otto Hahn, a famous physicist who got the Nobel Peace Prize, and the Nobel Peace Commission or people said, you know what? It's a travesty that we didn't give her this award. Female mathematicians who helped NASA. Remember the movie they just made? Was it Hidden Figures? About the black chicks that helped. I mean, I think it was Armstrong that said, I don't even want to, don't give me the numbers until, I think, let me give you the actual quote. Get the girl, check the numbers. And that's what he said before boarding the rocket. He says, if she says they're good, I'm good to go. He was talking about the black mathematician. They call them computers. And Hillary Clinton says women need role models. Women have role models. They need the right ones.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com. LibertyID.com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
If you're an unincorporated business owner, it's too late for you. That is, if you've already been sued and lost your home, your car, and your personal life savings. But if you haven't been sued yet, there is still time to incorporate and protect your personal assets. And the first step is just a phone call away. Because Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation toolkit to all business owners, including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. For your free incorporation toolkit, call now 1-800-936-9256. Incorporation is the shield that protects your personal assets. Without it, you could lose everything. That's why at Incorporate.com, they just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. They don't provide legal or financial advice. If someone sues tomorrow, will you lose everything? Don't wait until it's too late. Call now for your free incorporation toolkit. Hurry, they're still giving them away for free at 1-800-936-9256. Call 1-800-936-9256. That's 1-800-936-9256.
End to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, it's the Kevin Jackson Show. I always like to try to enlighten people when we talk about various others. So, for example, if I talk about Hillary Clinton, I don't need to bash Hillary Clinton. She's an evil person as far as I'm concerned. All she cares about is herself. But it's one thing to have my opinion about her, and it's another to give you proof of the things that I'm talking about. And we just went through Hillary Clinton's creepy video where she's saying to young women, you need role models. And you need to be confident about who you are growing up. And she's exactly right. Hillary's right. The problem is Hillary doesn't believe that young girls have role models, nor does she understand that the way for a girl to have a young girl to have confidence is to have two parents that really love her, a mother whom she can emulate, and a father whom she will look for the same qualities in a man that she that her dad has in her mate. That's how we cull the herd, so to speak. That's how women say, you know what, I'm not going to settle for the weak guy. I'm going to get myself a guy who really knows what he's, you know, what he's about. And hopefully he comes from a good family and yada, yada, yada. Why do you think, I mean, it sounds rather prudish, but it's very true. People would say, when you're recording, they'd say, well, who's his family? And the young girl would go, well, he's one of the Johnsons that own the Mini Mart. And they go, oh, the Mini Mart Johnsons. Oh, okay. People cared about what your family was like. They didn't. You know, you could bring a girl home and, you know, dad would go, hey, yeah, it looks pretty cute. But mom would go, well, who's her? Tell us about your family. Oh, well, my daughter, my father, he's the GM over at blankety blank, and my mother, she's a housewife or whatever. That's how they would do these things. They would explain to you, and it was dead serious. I'm going to get into black and white here in a second, but parents would be like, you know, she's a nice girl, but she, you know, she's not from a good family, honey.
Well, Mama, I just don't care about her family.
Well, you ought to, son. Her daddy's in prison and blah. Now, using that as an example, I couldn't have gotten married anytime with anybody because, oh, Kevin's daddy's in prison. But I'm just, I would say things, you know, if I was back in the day, I would have said, well, my father went to prison and I'm dang determined not to go. But you get what I'm saying. It was a big deal. But Hillary Clinton's talking about this stuff, still out on the trail. People are saying, will you please just go away? And she says, quite frankly, bluntly, I'm not going away to the left. And I'll get to that in a second. But I was talking about these role models. Hillary Clinton says, we don't have underseas explorers. And where are the women generals? And where are the scientists? Well, they're out there. And there's plenty of them. And there's lots more than that. They're amazing attorneys. Remember the lady, the prosecutor, Darden or whatever, that prosecuted O.J.? She was a role model for a lot of people. What about Oprah Winfrey? Is she a role model? There are women out there doing spectacular things, running large corporations, scientists, and people creating things, manufacturing types, architects. But Hillary Clinton is saying, where are the role models? And you know why she's saying it? Because she's thinking politicians. Hillary believes herself to be a role model, a failed attorney turned political wife who parlayed her career from a bunch of men, and that's what she now believes herself to be. That's what's important to her. That's the thing that she believes makes young girls go, oh my gosh. Hillary thinks herself a role model because she ran for president twice and got her butt kicked. I'd ask you a very simple question. Compare Hillary's record to Marie Curie, to Carolyn Herschel. I mean, to any of the women that, I don't know who you emulate in terms of scientists, but there are lots of folks out there. Lise Meitner, I mentioned her earlier. These are people that have left their mark in science that continues to this day. I was talking about the women that they made the movie about, Hidden Figures, but there was one in particular. Her name was Katherine Johnson. She was in NASA's Segregated West Area Computers Division. And John Glenn wouldn't fly to space unless she had checked his numbers. They were computers in skirts. They called them computers. Give me a computer. And they didn't mean it like IBM. They meant somebody who can compute the trajectory, the angles and trajectories. So she worked, Katherine Johnson worked on the Redstone, Mercury, and Apollo space programs for NASA. And if you, I don't know if you've seen the movie or read the book or followed anything about these ladies, but They were getting the launch angles wrong, and they were trying to... We were in a space race with the Soviets who sent the cosmonaut into space, and it created the space race. And we couldn't get there. And in this untold story, all these great minds that were of these white men who were working at NASA couldn't get these launch angles correct. And so we couldn't figure out how to get a big rocket into space and back. And that's what the big issue was. And so this lady, they were giving her classified, redacted data for her to do the calculations. She's like, I can't do these calculations without the data. And they go, well, that's what we have. And the scientists, the white guys, will go, we don't need you to double-check our work. And that was her goal. Her role was to double-check their work. And so at one point, the guy who's over the launch commander, whatever they call the guy, he says, look, I'm not here for you to check the work of these amazing mathematicians. I'm here for you to think beyond their work to understand what we're trying to do and get me some numbers. And that's what she did. And built her reputation to such a degree that John Glenn goes, I ain't flying until she's verified the numbers. He didn't want to die in space. But Hillary Clinton says, no, 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 these girls need role models. No, they don't. They don't. There's plenty of role models for women. Plenty of them. They're just not in politics. Nor are they being discussed. And let me tell you, when you want to make it racial, let me ask you, what do you think is the future of black folks when 72% of the girls are being raised by single moms? 72% of black children are being raised by single moms. What do you think these young people have in terms of role models? Who are their role models? Jay-Z? The dude selling drugs on the street that's driving a nice car? Who are their role models? Why do they not have their whole family units to look up to? Their mother and their father, the most formative figures in your life, the people who are going to dictate who you like, who you don't like, who you befriend or not befriend, that kind of thing. These are the people that are going to set the standard, and they don't exist. Or mom may exist, but she's got 3-4 kids, and she can't give you the attention she needs to give because there is no rest for her. There is no peace. Somebody always needs something, and she can't give out that much love because she doesn't have a partner. Or maybe it's worse for her because she's got to work extra. I don't know the situation. You guys can come up with any scenario you want, and I guarantee you we can find it for you. So Hillary Clinton understands what it takes for a young woman to get, you know, to feel good about herself. But she does nothing to address it, and neither does her party. The Democrat Party does not care about these young girls in the ghetto who are being raped on Facebook, who are being demoralized in rap videos and all other kinds of ways. She doesn't care about them. She doesn't care about the young boys who are doing it because they have no respect for women. But she'll make you believe it. She'll make you think she does. The Democrats will make you think they care about these folks. Hillary Clinton says, my career as a candidate is over. I'm done. I'm not running for office. But for those, including Democrats, who would like her to just go away, she says, well, they're going to be disappointed. I'm not going anywhere. I have the experience. I have the insight. I have the scars that I think give me not only the right, but the responsibility to speak out. She believes she's earned the right and the responsibility to speak out because Hillary Clinton knows what's going on. What happened in her book. So she wants to talk about. And she calls out sexism in politics. Sexism, it's everywhere. Just look for it. I talked to a liberal on the plane the other day. I go, show it to me. Show me your sexism. Well, Kevin, you know we don't make the same amount of money. I go, that's absolute nonsense. I said, prove it. Give me an example where you go, this person, and I gave her examples of where I negotiated and said, I know girls that came out of college with me that got paid less, but it was because they were bad negotiators. She couldn't do it.
Won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.